Praise him, all you people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class at 3:30 this afternoon, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what can help me with depression? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, our brother Lee Prater will be guest speaker, continuing the study of the Epistle to the Philippians. As noted in the regular insert in your bulletin, tomorrow the ladies' Christmas party will gather at Miriam Benjamin's home, and beginning at 7 p.m. There is additional information in the red insert in your bulletin, which I will refer you to. Also, the special insert in the bulletin, we note that there will be a congregational meeting December 11th, and we ask you to plan to stay after the morning service to participate in the news at Bethel Baptist Church. And in addition, in that insert is the Christmas cantata, again coming up on December 18th, and a New Year celebration for December 31st. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7 p.m. will feature reading from the book of Revelation, chapters 4 through 8. Also, there will be the men's Bible study on Thursday of this week at 7 p.m. and the youth Bible study on Friday. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And our brother Victor Laura will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 87, Joy to the World.
Thank you, Joe. It's Christmas season, so let's start out with our first Christmas hymn, Joy to the World, number 87. We'll first sing the first and the last stanzas. Joy to the world, the Lord is come, let earth receive the King, let every heart prepare his room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Amen. Let's turn to our second hymn, number 34, Immortal, Invisible. Number 34. Turn with me to 213, our final hymn, and that's The Light of the World is Jesus. Why don't we all rise and sing our final hymn, number 213, The Light of the World is Jesus.
The world was lost in the darkness of sin.
To return to the pulpit after a week of rain in the state of Oregon. You know how the state is raining, and there is one key thought: they don't use umbrellas. So I was wet one day in a parking lot, but I enjoy my great-grand a lot, and we visit McDonald's every day. All right, let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we are delighted to know that in Psalm 150, and in verse 1, the Bible tells us, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. And, O Heavenly Father, we delight in praising your name. That is why we gather here at Bethel. And on the airways of KKMC Radio and the BBC Internet Lawn Network for the worship today. We have come to you so you can enlarge our vision this hour through the study of your word. Implant in us your hope. In place of our despair, give us that hope, Father. Your joy amidst our depression. It is amazing that Christians sometimes get depressed, but we do. And so give us your joy. Oh, Father, implant in us your love, overwhelming our indifference. May your Holy Spirit surround and indwell this congregation now and forevermore. Move in our midst, control us with your Spirit, and make us one in our heart. work with your healing power upon Maida Kong, Lord, with some signs of cancer. Maida Kong's mother with liver cancer. Dwight Forsee, Joshua Yalday, that he one day may walk free. We ask you to guide and bless all who have gone for to plant the seed of the gospel. Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Maritza Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Vendagno, Marta Paretti, Diane Avila, Informed Choice, Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis, and our tiny mission work in Basarac, Sonora, and Mexico. May your protecting power and safe be upon our president-elect and the vice president, and may our country return to you in the near future. Everything in heaven and earth comes from you, Lord. We give you only what is yours. May you be praised through our offering today. So bless the offering and bless the giver. We pray, focus upon the one who died for our salvation, your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Oh,
up every voice to God all glory bringing.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of John. If you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 1148. We will be reading John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen. Blessed is the Word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank You for the Scriptures. These are not words chosen by men, but rather the words that You have chosen under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We thank You for the gift of faith that caused us to believe what is written. Those are indeed Your words that endure forever. We thank You for sending Him who created all things to be our Savior, enduring the cross and the terrible burden of all our sins. He suffered our judgment in His own body, obediently doing all the work You gave Him to do. So we thank You, Father, for such a great salvation, loving us and rescuing us from death and sin and hell by the greatness of Your grace. Help us, Father, to live our lives according to Your word. We pray now for our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. As he comes to preach the word, bless him with the wisdom and knowledge he has gained from the study of the Scriptures. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD. Bless us with understanding that we may be doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Please be seated. And Pastor.